Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, every Wednesday, it is time for NFL Power Rankings. We use the same set of rankings to try our best to stay away from, like, hot take, nonsense, reactionary. We go to NFL.com every week because, theoretically at least, they should be the least hot takery. They're the damn league. They don't need to sell anything. They got the games.
They sell, though. They sell.
Who's number one? Any debate?
Nope. Casey.
Agreed. Here's where the debate starts. Brian Mitchell, who's the second best team in football?
Right now, Tampa Bay.
Wow, for real?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you're not saying, like, I suppose you can look at it.
When they went, when they beat Washington, yeah, whatever. They go up and they beat Detroit.
At Detroit?
Yeah.
And weirdly, people want to be dismissive of that.
You doing that, they're going to land outside of it. They probably eight.
They got him at 12.
Wow, that's crazy.
Which is not only a number I struggle to say, but also
they, what
nuts.
Are they going to do? They're going to put the same teams where they always do. So if it's not the Bucs, they're going still with Detroit or San Fran.
So they went Kansas Buffalo. City and then San Fran.
Yeah, and about San Fran is what's their record, 1-1?
Yeah. Lost on the road to Minnesota. Number three, this is a 2-0 team. So that means it's not Philly.
Buffalo.
Detroit.
Minnesota?
Nope. Their defense won them this last game. I could rock with that. I mean, they've now won a game.
CJ Stroud is all for real, dude.
Yo, and their defense was lights out in that game.
Their against defense Chicago. Was lights out last year.
So they go, I think you got to move San Fran down, dude. You got Debo hurt, McCaffrey hurt.
But see, that's the thing about it. They're not looking at them being hurt. They're looking at when they're going to be back.
They go Kansas City, then the Niners, then Houston, then Buffalo. Buffalo's look great. The Lions at 5.
Buffalo didn't look good in the first three quarters in that first game they played
against
when they
Cardinals.
Came back and won.
It was – they came back well. They got down 17-0, but I think they had it tied up at halftime.
They were still – I thought they were still a little down at halftime. But they didn't look
Either
that
way.
Great against them.
Detroit 5, Philly 6, the Chargers 7. Chargers are 2-0. This Herbert injury thing is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints, who have just been kicking ass. And you want to be dismissive of the Carolina game? Fine. But then they went to Dallas, to Jerry World, and kicked their ass.
The fact that one of their teams is Carolina, that makes people question it a little bit. But like you always say, they're the least hot takery. We are not buying into Derek Carr completely. You think the league is at this point?
I don't know. Also, Heavy Metal, check out the audio on the YouTube. I'm getting messages about it. Who do you buy more? There's a pair of 2-0 teams in the NFC South. New Orleans and Tampa. Frankly, I buy Tampa more.
I buy Tampa more because they were there last year. They were in the playoffs last year, dude. So I would buy them.
And whatever you want to say about Baker, that's a dude that has won playoff games for two different franchises now. They won a playoff game last year in Tampa. They won a playoff game with the Browns, for God's sakes. This one is interesting to me. This is the highest ranked 0-2 team, Baltimore Ravens. At 9. 0-2 at 9.
See, but the Ravens... That the game against the Raiders is like it's unexplainable to me, but them losing to the Chiefs, most people felt that was going to happen. At 9, though,
I'm reading now from NFL.com about them.
And when I said about John Harbaugh and coach, they look at all of that stuff, man. Like, you know, how good they've been in the past. teams that start slow, but they come back at the end, you know? So I can understand. I wouldn't have put him there. Not at this point.
I'm reading now from NFL.com about the Baltimore Ravens, who are 0-2. The Ravens are 0-2. The only time they've been in this spot under John Harbaugh was in 2015, when the team collapsed to a 5-11 record. But that Ravens team had a beat-up Joe Flacco as its leading passer, Justin Forsett as its leading rusher, and Kamar Aiken as its leading wideout. This team has Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and Zay Flowers, not to mention others who could have been statistical leaders on that 2015 squad. The Ravens led 23-13 with less than 10 minutes left and couldn't beat the Raiders. The fourth time since 2022 that Baltimore has coughed up a double-digit fourth-quarter lead. The Ravens were bound to take a step back defensively after a huge coaching brain drain on that side of the ball, but they're leaving too many points on the field.
I'm with that.
Not for nothing. My man McDonald, that so many thought was like really, really important to that Ravens defense, got the head coaching job of Seattle. He's only 37, married to a former Redskins cheerleader. Seahawks are 2-0.
Yeah.
Anthony Weaver, who was on that Ravens staff, left to be D.C. down in Miami. They did lose a lot defensively. I don't think 5-11, like a 5-11 collapse is coming. When I looked at the Ravens win total, that was an under to me. Just because it's hard.
How much was it?
I think they were at 11.5.
It's kind of hard to give anybody over 11.5.
Yeah, last year I think they won 14.
Yeah, but that's last year. I'm saying for me to start at the beginning of the year, looking at how, like you said, the league is there to make sure that guys can be, they wanted to create parity. 11.5 is going to be hard for me to put only, I would probably only put the Chiefs there because they have done it consistently.
Well, they had the highest. I think theirs might have been 12.
Yeah, I probably would have went under on 12.
All right. Ravens are 0-2. Their next three at Dallas. Home against Buffalo at Cincy. Give me their record after five games.
You say who?
The Ravens currently 0-2.
They're 0-2, they got who else?
At Dallas is this weekend.
At Dallas.
Home for Buffalo.
Home for Buffalo.
At Cincinnati.
At Cincinnati. They're either going to be... I'll go more with two and three. I can see them going, beating two of those teams, losing the one. Because they're gonna make one team that's supposed to be good look bad. That's what they normally do. And if a team is real good, they're going to probably make them. If the team is bad, then they may lose to them. So you got three teams that are supposedly good at this point. They're going to.
Now, the Bengals are 0-2 also. We can have the same discussion about the Bengals.
The Bengals are 0-2. They're going to probably beat Dallas.
Not only are the Bengals 0-2, they both lost to the Chiefs.
They're going
to
beat Dallas and lose and beat one of the other two.
Who's 0-2 do you think is worse? The Bengals are 0-2 after losing to the Pats on the road. No, the Pats at home, pardon me, and then the Chiefs on the road. The Ravens lost to the Chiefs on the road, and then the damn Raiders at home. Like, they've both lost to teams that most folks expected to win maybe five games, and then the best team in football at their place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're both bad.
Ravens versus Cowboys has the makings of like a loser leave town match. Like somebody needs a dub, man.
Hey, I'm with that. I don't care. I hope the team with the star in the helmet lose, though.
They'd be 1-2. Ravens get to 0-3, dude. And you know who they got? Week 6, Washington.
Yeah, man. It'll be a real good game. We're going to shut them down.
All right.
Have Valdez want to jump out the window.
Number 10 for from NFL.com Power Rankings, the Packers, a really well-coached win over the Colts. I also think the Colts might not be that good. That's a different conversation.
Yeah, but they get great plays, though. Outstanding, like one great play where they do throw the ball 80 yards in the air. He might flip after you do it, too.
I don't know enough, but whatever like brain lock Chris Ballard has on the media to just keep saying what a good GM he is, God bless him. Mm-hmm. Wish I had the same agent. I don't see the Packers at 10. That seems, they got the Packers and the Cowboys ahead of Tampa. You know what Tampa did last year? They won more playoff games than Dallas did.
Yeah.
If you want big picture body of work and you think Jordan Love's going to come back healthy, okay, I can understand the Green Bay thing.
Yeah, but Green Bay went on and won the game without Jordan Love. Tell you how good a team might be. And Dallas every year wins more games than just about everybody else in the league. They just lose in the playoffs.
Sure.
So if this is a regular season thing, it's not a playoff thing.
It's different, though, because they can't run the ball.
Yeah.
Tampa at 12, to me, it's too damn low.
I think they should be in the top 10, for sure. I told you I thought they were number two.
Listen, sometimes.
See, when Landfill sent them a lot of time, I don't like to look at it because I want to really see what they've done. And the league is as much like they fall on what somebody did last year more than we do as fans.
Dude, I think, you have a former player's outlook is so much different than I think media analysis, fans, experts, whatever. Like when we were talking about who I should draft in fantasy,
mm-hmm.
and all the experts were saying Breece Hall or Tyreek Hill or all this stuff, and you were like, Saquon, mm-hmm. he's going to be the top running back on a really good offense, right? Granted, he had that drop the other night, but in fantasy, that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like Saquon's been really good so far. And in football, you can make a real case that the Bucs right now are the second best team in the NFL, and yet they're 12th.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. See, I went to Louisiana one time for a fantasy football thing. So one of Gil's them friends wasn't there. So he said, well, who's there? He said, man, be Mitch here. He said, let him pick for me. And I picked based off of what I thought. And they all told me, oh, well, his team is going to get destroyed. Guess who won the championship that year?
Yours.
The dude won the championship. So now they have banned me from ever picking again. All they say, I didn't know a damn thing about fantasy. They banned me from picking.
That's funny. Yeah, I think Tampa's got to be higher. I think that's a joke.
That just shows you they don't have a lot of faith in Baker, and they don't have a lot of faith in Minnesota. I mean, not Baker, but Sam Darnold.
Where do you think Minnesota lands?
If Tampa is 12, Minnesota got to be 15, 16.
Nailed it, 15. The Steelers, 2-0 also, 14th. They've got the Jets wedged in there. All right, none of us thought Washington would be top half of the league, right?
Yeah.
Washington just won a game, but they won a game against a very bad team.
Yeah.
Because
a bad team that only beat them.
I don't know the answer here, so I will provide my guess to start. The Washington Commanders in the latest batch of NFL.com Power Ranks. I got them. Who's terrible? The Panthers, the Giants.
I'm going to think the league put them at 28.
I'm going 26.
Okay.
B's at 28. I'm at 26. Christopher, what do you got?
I don't know how to talk through the mic.
He's getting there.
I'm getting there. What's the question?
Doing his best Jeff impression.
Where do you think the Commanders are going to be ranked in the power ranking?
Oh, man, probably not. After week two is what we're calling?
Yeah.
Nah, week eight.
Yeah.
Nah, after week two, man.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you're picking for the end of the season. I don't know. After week two, let's say 26th. I don't know.
Are you in JP?
I said 26. Landini, what do you got?
I think they were 29th last I checked.
See, Landry always sees it, so it's kind of – stop asking him.
Okay. I will stop asking him. Dolphins at 17. The Dolphins without Tua, I don't know what you got there. The Seahawks – they got the Seahawks at 19, and they're 2-0. That almost feels disrespectful.
Who they beat?
They beat the Pats on the road, and they beat the Broncos at home.
The Pats and the Broncos. Two teams that people expect to be bottom feeders.
All you can do is beat the teams on your schedule.
Yeah, that's true, but still, but they normally, when they are going to say how good you are, they normally are going to try to sit in there and add in and take for, and take into consideration the people you beat.
That's fair. You know who they got next?
Who?
Miami. Tua-less.
Mm.
In Seattle. I don't know that the Dolphins game travels to the Pacific Northwest, the land of drab.
Yeah, but it's not that. The weather's not bad right now.
The weather could be, that's like Scotland up there. That weather could be whatever it wants to be, whenever it wants to be.
Wasn't bad last time I checked it.
Who are you, Dion? What app you using? Seattle at 19.
I'm using the golf app. Golf apps are right normally when it comes to weather.
Atlanta at 20. Bears at 21. The Bears at 21? Cardinals, Jags 0-2. Colts 0-2. Rams 0-2. All right, now is the moment of truth. L.A. Rams are at 25. 26 is the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, they just had a really impressive win. 27, New England Patriots. You see who iced away. I didn't ice anything away because they ended up losing. But you see Antonio Gibson had a hell of a game for the Pats?
No.
He did? 28. Who had 28? You?
Me.
Well done. You nailed it. Did you cheat? Did you look?
Nope.
All right. 28 Washington Commanders. I read now from NFL.com. Dan Quinn's first victory in D.C. won't earn him a ton of style points, but the Commanders got it done. A strong run game helped pick up Jaden Daniels and the lagging pass game. If Brian Robinson, who had the two longest runs of his career Sunday, and Austin Eckler can be as efficient as they were against the Giants, it'll be a big boost for Daniels while he figures out the necessary timing. He took 5 sacks and touch, and while the staff tries to generate big plays through the air. The problem is that the Commanders don't face the Giants again until Week 9. In between then, Washington goes up against some defenses that range from respectable to very good. Quinn's team also has to figure out its coverage issues on defense and knock out the silly penalties. But a win's a win. I think that's pretty fair, honestly.
Yeah.
I think the synopsis is pretty fair. I'm not sure. I think they could get up to 25-ish. I feel like if the offense continues to improve, I'm not sure the defense will improve. I think they're like a 24th, 25th is kind of where they belong.
If they can win this game this week, they're going to just have to stop worrying about what happened last year and start thinking about what's going on right now.
If they win this week, you're correct.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to win this week, but I've been wrong before.
You've been wrong a lot.
I've been wrong a lot.